And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to a very special Shout Out as a certain rather big event launches tonight.
I know, WAD is coming up, but I have a feeling you're talking about something gold.
Yes, today's show we launched the 2025 Shout Out Listeners Awards.
It's that time already, and of course we'll be talking about World AIDS Day.
I'm Andy Shilton and he's the lovely Ali Donspawn, and welcome to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
Shout Out.
Shout Out.
So, hello, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are we?
Very
the collective
good.
We, the royal we in the room. How are we?
Good.
Hello, Arby. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thanks.
So, brace for it. It's freezing this morning.
Absolutely Baltic. I had to scrape my car. I weren't impressed at 8:30 this morning on my way to work. getting my ice scraper out. I weren't there, say never right.
You need to get an electric car. You just press a button on your app. It defrosts while you sit inside.
I ain't got that much money working in the charitable sector, Andy Shilton.
I don't know,
but it was absolutely Baltic. I ate it. I'm telling you right now, if I ever win the lottery or I fully get a remote job, like between the months of November to March, I would not be in the UK.
How do you feel about France and the French?
I don't mind the French.
Because in the south of France, it was 26.5 degrees today, which is a record high for November.
Oh, lovely.
It was a record high for summer.
I was in Gran Canaria at the beginning of this month, and I was...
With half of Bristol again? Last time you went there was an event and everyone from here was there with you.
Yeah, well, there was a few people from Bristol there, but I was in 32 degree sunshine on the 10th of November. I was like, do you know what? I could easily stay here. I took one foot off of the plane when we landed back in Bristol and I went, here. They ain't even got me case out yet. Just put me back on that plane and turn it round. I am ready to go.
But if any of you made the same mistake I've made in the past, where you leave somewhere hot, so you put shorts and t-shirt on, you get on the plane, and it's like 2 degrees, and you get off, and you're like, oh my God, I'm freezing.
Here is Miss Beavers / Alid's travel tip. Everybody has carry-on nowadays. Roll up a pair of joggers and a hoodie. Change on the plane when you're halfway through and the temperature starts to change. You can put your joggers over your shorts, hoodie over your t-shirt, boom. And then when you land and you get off the plane, you're in a warmer environment.
I get the impression you did that.
I did.
Did
very
you do
much
it the other way
that.
Going out?
Yes, actually. I wore shorts and joggers and then halfway on the plane, because November in the UK is going to be cold. I ain't wearing shorts to the airport, having to sit at the airport for 2 hours. So yeah, shorts and then joggers over the top. And then as you're going out, just whip them off. I didn't even have to go to the bathroom for that. You could just whip them off in your seat because you're still wearing clothes underneath. And then boom.
That's all right when you're as tiny as you are.
You are lovely.
You're a slightly larger guy like I am. Trying to move around and put clothes on in a plane seat is quite difficult.
No, it's all right. Everybody does it, don't they? Because somebody will nudge you in the side anyway, so you can nudge them back when you're getting changed.
It's when you get a foot come over from behind. You're like,
I haven't had that yet, and I'm telling you now, that would be chopped off. I don't like feet. Can't stand feet at the best of time, let alone on public transport. And why do they feel they just can put their feet up anyway?
Yeah.
Like, no, you're not at home.
Either of you two got any travel horrors that you've had over the years?
Oh, crikey. I was on a flight once and the steward just spilt my coleslaw in my lap, which looked absolutely fantastic.
I was going to say, no one wants to be creamed on the plane, maybe.
Well, not that type of cream.
Well, oh, we're a little bit later now, so we can push it a little bit. There we go. You can take whatever you want from that conversation. You can roll with it. You can absolutely roll with it. I haven't had too many like travel nightmares. It's just the tips and tricks that you pick up along the way, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm not on holiday now till February.
I'm going in 7 weeks.
Are you? Where are you off this time?
Oh, well, I'm back to Gran Canaria because it was cheap. And you don't have to go that far in January. Like, Gran Canaria is only like 3.5-4 hours away.
Well, it's kind of level with the Sahara Desert.
That's, exactly. That's why. And you don't have to go that far. It's cheap. For less than 500 quid, I got 7 days. Do you know what I mean? And that's flights and accommodation included. Like, get me out of the country in January. Breaks it up.
And it's very gay, isn't it, Gran Canaria?
Very gay. It's like some sort of... like the solar system, I think the gays just orbit around Gran Canaria. Like, it's got its own gravitational gay pull. It is trez queer. Yeah, it's everything and everything. You're in the Yumbo Centre, which I just describe as the galleries without a roof. And like,
yeah, that's not bad to describe, actually.
Thank you, Andy. It is basically the galleries without a roof. And during the day, it's just shops. The holiday tax shops and restaurants. And then as soon as the evening comes, that's it. Boom. You've got every creed and colour. You've got pups. You've got leather. You've got somebody in some furry outfit next to a drag queen, next to a demon twink, next to a bear.
But they closed the Naked Beach, I believe.
No, they haven't. The Naked Beach is open. But, like... kind of a rumour. So, the gay naked beach has always been the gay naked beach.
Right.
And that's open. They've got two huts there now. So, they've put in an additional hut for you to go and get your drinks and whatnot. But it's never really been couth, let's say. And I think they've just tried to tighten up playing extracurricular activities whilst on the beach.
Very well put.
When I know, right? Look at me. This is great.
I know, yes.
Where
we've got you radio trained.
it's only taken 3 years. But as soon as you, like, because there's no point doing it on the beach when you do have the dunes right behind you. So if you did want to be outside doing extracurriculars, there are more discreet settings. So right. I think they've just tried to tighten it a little bit. But the beach, I can confirm, is very much open.
Open for business.
Yes. Okay. Open for business. It is definitely open.
Well, pause that thought just for 1 minute, because we've just hit 10 minutes past the hour. Just gone. We're 1 minute late. And something spectacular has just happened. The Shout Out Listeners Awards for 2025, sponsored by Yugo, are now open. There's 22 awards over 5 categories, including performers, artists and writers, events, groups and organisations, places and people, and Shout Out's most prestigious awards of them all, the Gold Awards. For 2025, the number of Gold Awards has increased to 5, including Diversity Champion of the Year, Most Diverse Company, the Make It Happen Award, Inspirational Role Model of the Year, and our most prestigious of them all, Hero of the Year. The Shout Out Listeners Awards are your awards. To nominate someone for an award, visit our brand new website, awards.shoutoutradio.lgbt. There you go. They're open.
How exciting. Yay. How exciting. They are open.
They're open for your nomination. Yeah, if you remember, it works in two rounds. So round one is open nominations. Anyone can nominate anything.
Yeah. And then you shortlist them.
We do.
And then the second round of voting is for the shortlists for the overall winners.
So nominations all the way through to the end of the year. It'll close midnight New Year's Eve. And then they will open again middle of January for voting, close end of Feb. And then this year they're awarded in March.
Oh, nice. What date? Do we know?
Yeah, it's the last Thursday of the month.
Oh.
28th.
It'd be like a week after my birthday.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. What do you want for your birthday?
An award.
No, I can't grumble too much. I've already got one.
Yes, you won Hero of the Year, didn't you?
I won Hero of the Year before you took that long hiatus break. I was the most recent, like, I was the rolling local hero for a number of years.
Well, there was this little virus that went round that kind of killed the awards for a little bit because we couldn't really do them while we were locked
down. We're not talking World AIDS Day.
Very different lines.
Just to differentiate.
And it's got its whole own website. So go to awards.shoutoutradio.lgbt. You'll see everything on there. There's even posters that you can fill out the name of the person you want to nominate and it'll print for you and the like.
Kinds
of stuff like that. And I think Ez is going to tweet out some, not tweet anymore. I don't think we're even on X. We're on the
Blue
new
Sky.
One. Blue Sky. Yeah. And all that. So, so there'll be stuff going everywhere. So, have a think about who you'd like to win and get nominating.
They are such a lovely evening. I had a camp all time time, and it's so much fun.
And we're back
fun.
At the same venue as well.
Oh, nice. Yes. I'm going to plug for hostess duties for the evening. As my alter ego, I'll whip out a wig, and I might even don a new frock, depending on whether you book me or not.
I do want to say a huge thank you again to Yugo, who sponsored it last time. They're back again sponsoring it this year. They're a lovely company. They do student accommodation. I say we because I work for them. That's the connection there, you see. It suited what they do as well. When I was talking to the marketing director, he was like, this is very much what we do, you know, and they want to sponsor something local. And they're an international company, but they're based in Bristol. So, they're sponsoring us, which is absolutely wonderful to have them back. And we're back at the old market assembly.
Lush.
And you might even be able to buy a shout out pint this year.
Oh, look at that, man. We're pushing the boat right out for you lot.
So there will be a non-alcoholic version too.
You best get nominating, otherwise all of this palaver will be for absolutely nothing. Yes. So get on the website, vote for your faves. There's going to be a whole, there's favourite eatery, favourite bar, favourite person, favorite people, a whole array of various things, and it's our opportunity to
Laugh presenting it last time. Alter ego, you had all in stitches.
I had a right old joyous time, and because I knew we were live on the radio, Steph poked me in my special place. I was actually quite well behaved.
You were very well behaved,
wasn't I? I was right on the line.
We know how dirty Miss Beaver can be when
I
she
was
chooses.
Right on the line, but she was a totes profesh. She ended with the innuendo and let other people think what they wanted to, because who doesn't like an innuendo?
And I believe our Hero of the Year last time was also a friend of yours, wasn't it?
Who? Oh, God.
Queen Story Hour?
Oh, Ada, yes.
Ada
HD. It's
very well deserved for all the horrible abuse they were getting in the run-up to it. So.
Who's done something big enough over the last year or so since last one that can constitute a local hero? Do you know what I mean?
Well, we changed it to be hero, so it has to be in our coverage area. But obviously, we're quite a big coverage area these days.
Local
14
hero.
Stations, so. And there's a couple of new ones in the Gold Awards this year.
That's camp, isn't it?
Camp.
I saw the little thing outside. You've got a little proper award for people to take home. I had something printed off on a little printer in a frame. I was like, I definitely won my award a few years too early, I reckon, because I ain't got nothing to put on my shelf, have I?
There are trophies this year.
I got shortchanged. That's what I got.
You have to remember we're community radio, so you know none of us get paid for doing what we do, and we do everything we can within our means. And back then we didn't get sponsorship, so we did what we could afford to do, you know.
I mean, relationship with Shouter has gone back years, didn't I? I did your 10th anniversary at OMG Club when you broadcast live from the club. Was that your 10 year anniversary?
We did our 5th from the Shilling.
I wasn't in the Shilling, I was in OMG, and it was for a shout out, and that was
Shout out breakout. That was year two.
That was Baby Beaver as well. She was fresh out of there.
Lucy Ray performing as well with the guitar, singing the RAC song, if you remember that one.
Oh yeah, I was fresh out the sequin closet, wasn't I?
Yes.
She's a much better person now.
Better or just louder?
No, she's better. She's grown. She's definitely more refined now. She was an absolute mess back then.
I think the listeners like you is Ab Fab from everything I've seen from the photos that Pride have just released.
Well, you just wait. It's coming up to Pride organisation time for me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I will be starting to book me headliners within the next week or so, and I've already started to think about how me and my co-star Miss Tess Drive, who was my Eddie to me obviously being Patsy, because I do smoke 20 a day, how we are going to top last year.
That's how you keep the gravelly voice.
And we have an idea.
For listeners who don't know, by the way, in case you haven't seen it, go have a look on Bristol Pride's website. I think they've also put it on Facebook recently, the photos. But Alid and what did you say?
Test Drive
played the two from Ab Fab. It was hilarious.
Ab Fab.
Had people coming up like you were the real people.
Don't even get me started, Andy, because like we did the performance and we came off stage, and then I thought I'm going to go out and like meet the people, because I hadn't gone the other side of the grate for most of the day, and I was like, oh, I got to do a bit of mingling, and so I went out, saw the Bisons, the inclusive rugby team we have in Bristol, so they were all there at the front fangirling over the pair of us. So I went out and I literally got lynch mobbed. I couldn't get away. I should have been charging a fiver for that picture, because I would have made an absolute killing. But
Give me a fag.
Absolute lynch mob. Photos absolutely everywhere. And then I don't know what happened, but I feel like me and Patsy, like Freaky Friday'd and like swapped bodies for like an hour, because she embodied me. I went backstage, and it'd been an hour at this point of me stumbling around like a drunken mess, like Patsy is. I was completely sober. I was method acting at my absolute finest. And I was like, I have to take this beehive wig off of my head, because it's getting too much. It's getting far too much. I need a break. Like, who am I anymore? I don't even know. But it was the best thing ever. And the fact that people are like still talking about it now was such like...
You also don't realise, because, I mean, I've seen you up on a stage, but I've also been in the Bear Bar and seen you turn up there. And it's not until you're closer you realise just the level of detail and the amount of makeup you must have to go through to get into character. How long does it actually take you?
Standard Beave time to get from me to Beaver usually takes potentially around 2 hours.
Ouch.
And that's from full boy to full drag queen, including the shave. And depending how big a shave I have to do as well, depending on what I'm wearing. Because if I'm showing chest and armpit, then that hair's got to come off as well, because I ain't a furry drag queen. Usually around 2 hours I have to allot in my day. So when, like... Because sometimes you'll get some random person drop you a DM on Instagram or Facebook, and they're like, can you do this gig for me? It's an hour long. You're doing this. How much are you going to charge me? And I'll tell them my rate. And they're like, that was a lot more than we were thinking. And I'm like, well, you ain't going to get me for 80 quid, my love, because it's not just the hour of the show. I like, as soon as I put that first layer of glue on my eyebrows, I'm at work. And it takes me then 2 hours to get ready to a point where you want the drag queen that you're looking at on Instagram to show up to your venue. And then it's like an hour afterwards, because I'll stick around for photos. So you're venue gets tagged in everywhere, because your customers are taking photos of the drag queen, and then it's the drive home and taking it off. All of that is work. So actually, when you work out at an hourly rate, you've got me for like 4 hours, and when you break that down, it works out to be quite a reasonable rate for an entertainer.
Nice. Yeah, I can
welcome to my TED
that.
Talk.
But it's just truth. You ask any performer, they're like, it's not just about the bit on the stage. It's the getting there, prepping themselves. You know, I mean, we see it a lot at Pride, obviously, with the artists when they're there, they're warming up. That or they're drinking the vodka and coke or something. It depends which artist it is, doesn't it?
But I don't half envy the performers that can drink at Pride and don't have to worry about organising it.
Yeah, well, you're on off the stage the whole time. That's why.
Yeah,
you know, you're actually comparing it as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you could as Patsy.
No, like, I can't. I won't allow myself to. But that was a nice little chat about the awards.
Well, yes,
I'm really excited.
Also, ran out of time in this section. We are going to talk about World AIDS Day.
We'll talk about World AIDS Day
a little bit later.
We've got loads of time. So. It's World AIDS Day on Sunday. Just wear a red ribbon. No, I've said it. No, I'm joking. There's probably a lot more that we could say. And we have got some breaking news, fresh off the press, that literally dropped just before we went live on air. So exciting times ahead, folks. Exciting times.
Yeah. So now, are you an Andy Bell fan?
I am, yes. All of these songs have a meaning, and they are all related to World AIDS Day in some shape or fashion.
So, do you want to say what this one is? Because we're straight into the news after this one. So.
Yeah, it's Erasure, isn't it? And was it Andy?
Was it Andy Bell? It was Erasure,
Andy
wasn't
Bell.
It?
Who's
yeah,
Andy Bell,
yeah. Yeah, but there's two of them.
Vince Clarke is the other member of Erasure.
Yeah, one of them's HIV positive, isn't he?
I
should have known that. It is Andy Bell, isn't it? Pretty sure, yeah, in my head.
He's been very open about it for a long time.
Yes, it has, yes. So that's why I was like, which one was it? And it's definitely Andy Bell. So Andy Bell is obviously living with HIV as well, and this song was just everywhere in the 80s, and it's also in the It's a Sin soundtrack. So it's got, like, three links to why we are here. So.
Four, because we've interviewed him.
Oh, nice, Cam. That's a slay old gig for you. 10 points to shout out.
Okay, well, back in a bit.
Hi, I'm Andy Bell from Erasure. You're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Erasure and, of course, Olamour.
Great song. Underrated Erasure song, that, I think. It doesn't get played enough compared to their others.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I agree.
Thanks, Terry. Thank you.
He does say Olamour a lot, though.
Olamour.
Yeah. Well, that'll be because it's in the chorus. So.
Olamour.
Olamour.
So it's a bit like you with Halloween, wasn't it? How Halloweeny.
Halloweeny.
How Halloweeny.
We've had a few crackers over the last weeks where Terry
crackers,
is totally
caught.
Crackers,
that's very festive. Well done. That was a good pun, that, Andy. Whether it was intentional or not, my love.
Terry has totally caught us off guard to the point he's had Steph in tears, not able to actually talk on air, type thing.
Oh, well done. Well done, Terry. Well done.
Let's see how many tongue twisters are in this show.
I fully endorse that message, my love.
Shall we get some news headlines?
Let's get the news.
This is Shout Out News. Welcome along. The BBC News Channel reports that judges at the Supreme Court are going to consider how women are defined in law in a landmark case brought by Scottish campaigners. It's the culmination of a long-running legal dispute which started with a relatively small piece of legislation at the Scottish Parliament, but which could have big UK-wide implications. It will set out exactly how the law is meant to treat trans people and what it really means to go through the gender recognition process. And it could have implications for the running of single-sex spaces and services, and how measures aimed at tackling discrimination will operate in the future. Although on the face of it, just another piece of litigation brought by a highly legalistic anti-transgender movement, other equalities groups across all protected characteristics as set out in the Equalities Act 2010 are concerned that reopening these closed cases might undermine other aspects of the law as well, and lead to watering down of equalities legislation generally. Five judges will hear the arguments, headed by the court's president, Lord Reed, and will retire to consider them before issuing a judgment at a later date. Now, there are many concerns over the future of humanity with artificial intelligence coming in. However, for now, there is some good news about the use of AI to help protect sexual health. South African LGBT plus newswire Mamba Online reports that a new AI chatbot chatbot has been launched to provide accessible, non-judgmental harm reduction support, resources and information to men who have sex with men and who engage in chemsex. Now, chemsex, which is the use of specific stimulant drugs to enhance sexual experiences, carries significant health risks for NSM, including an increased likelihood of contracting HIV. Launched as part of Out Harmless Project, with funding from the Love Alliance, the chatbot will allow users to interact anonymously with a responsive AI that provides information about substance side effects and interactions, safer use, healthy behaviours, and how to seek help if needed. South African MSN who engage in chemsex are encouraged to try the harmless AI chatbot, as it's called, by messaging WhatsApp number 087-250-2762. The service will operate all through the week and 24/7 and is free and anonymous. LGBTQ Nation's Good News feed reports that one of the last St. Patrick's Day parades in the world that still excluded LGBTQIA plus groups and even hauled out heterosexuals who supported LGBT plus people from participating has rescinded its decision. With a new leadership installed, the Staten Island St. Patrick's Day parade will allow LGBTQ plus groups to participate under their own banner for the first time in 60 years. The event had become notorious for its steadfast refusal to end the long-time ban despite growing pressure to do so for decades. But Edward Patterson, the new head of Richmond County St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee, has finally made it happen. Parade organisers have invited the Pride Centre of Staten Island to march with them in the March the 2nd 2025 parade, which the organisation's executive director Carol Bullock said was an honour. This event is in the tradition that brings together people from all walks of life to celebrate Irish culture, Bullock said in a statement posted to Instagram. Now, staying with all things Irish, RTE Radio 1, the Irish current news and flagship network from the public service broadcaster RTE, says that several hundred people gathered in front of the GPO on Dublin's O'Connell Street for a rally on Saturday against racism and the far right. Banners were noted from a variety of left, progressive, anarchist and trade union groups, including Forza, SIPTU, INTU, INMO and the NASUWT. Owen Reedy, the ICTU General Secretary, told RTE News the rally was organised before the general election was called in Ireland and trade unions across Europe had taken a leading role in opposing the far right. Mr Reedy said that whilst the far right remains small in the Republic of Ireland, it needs to be opposed. Bent Bars Project, a radical prisoner LGBTQIA plus support group, say that they will be active this December to show love and support for gay and trans and non-binary people in prison. They say every year we send out a holiday card to all prisoners on our mailing list. We know that being in prison over the holiday period can be especially lonely and difficult, so we like to send a special mail out to let people inside know that we are thinking of them. We like to make this a community event as we always need extra help to write personalised messages on the cards, stuff the envelopes, etc. Their event will be held on Monday the 2nd of December, that's Monday coming, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at a location in Bethnal Green in London. We look forward to seeing some of you there, they say. If you wish to join them, then you register at the website Bent Bars Project so that they can keep a track of numbers and will send out all important details in advance. And finally, this weekend marks several dates of note for our American listeners. The night on which we first go out, Thursday, is Thanksgiving, and with it a chance to celebrate with family of choice and friends. It will then usher in the somewhat capitalist enterprise of Black Friday, when Christmas shopping reaches its frenzied peak. But many LGBTQIA people, with a mind to the environment, ethical and sustainability issues that so many of us feel are important, will be shopping at independent and local businesses rather than multinational corporations. Then, on Sunday, the 1st of December, is World AIDS Day. In Bristol, a full programme of events is being organised by the Brixton Project and its associates and partner agencies. Check out what they have for the city in their programme, available now at the Brixton website, or just keep listening to BCFM and our partner stations for Shoutout, a chance for reflection on those we've lost and a celebration of how far we've come as a community. We wish you happiness and peace for these observances. Thanks for listening to the newscast at this last week in November. Why not check out our website for many more stories and an archive which goes back many years. We are at shoutoutradio.lgbt. And for Shoutout News, I've been Terry Starr.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
I can't believe that's Queen.
I know.
It's a great song.
Yeah, but it's they were so fabulous. Different to all their others, isn't it?
Fab song, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, yeah. Which we all need. Yeah. And obviously, our Fred's, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So he doesn't need to have an introduction as to why we included him in the World AIDS Day show.
No, true. True.
It was pretty obvious.
And, I forgot as well, we should say Happy Thanksgiving to all our American...
Happy Thanksgiving.
I like the way you say with chosen family. I know quite a few people who don't have a choice. The family are all there whether they want them there or
that's
not.
That's true. I was thinking about the many people who have been celebrating with their chosen LGBTQ+ families as well. And that's just as important, isn't it?
Yes. It is.
And then, of course, the whole reason that we're doing this show is 1st of December, as is always, is World AIDS Day.
World AIDS Day on Sunday, yes.
Most people, if you don't know what it is, you will have certainly seen the red ribbons.
Yes, the around. Red ribbons.
I think World AIDS Day was the first one to have a ribbon type thing, wasn't it? Those of the others copied it.
Yes, like just with like normal life, the gays did it first and then the rest of society catches on. And there's a medical ribbon now for absolutely anything and everything. But the red ribbon to represent World AIDS Day and HIV awareness was the very first one to ever be designed. It was designed by a group of activists and artists in New York who wanted to show something to the community at a time where governments were just ignoring the problem and completely just a complete we don't want to deal with you kind of attitude. So the red, it doesn't symbolize blood, which some people think it does, but it's the emotion, and it's to show the strong emotions that the community was feeling at the time of love and anger. And red is a very strong emotive language and love, and that's what they wanted to show in that ribbon to show solidarity to their
we're good at things like
family.
That. That's the same with the equality flag, isn't it? Each one, like I know, yellow is sunshine.
Yes, green is nature.
A lot of people don't realise that.
Yeah. So that's the red ribbon basically, and it was our first World AIDS Day was in 1988, and then we've been marking it, commemorating it, celebrating it. Every year on the 1st of December ever since.
Now, a lot of... I know, because I've seen a few things posted up online recently, genuine innocent comments, but a lot of people, especially younger generations, don't actually realise what happened and how it started and the like, because, of course, modern medicine and PrEP and PEP and all the other things has made it far less what it was back in the 80s when it first came around.
100%. And so, like, you know, just like COVID, which is probably the most recent pandemic that all of us have lived through and can remember collectively, you know, at the beginning of that pandemic, the same as the beginning with HIV, nobody knew anything.
Yeah.
We didn't even know it was HIV. AIDS wasn't even the term. Originally, it was GRID, which stood for gay-related infectious disease. So even from the very, very beginning, they were kind of stigmatizing a massive community. And
homophobia was a lot more rife than it is now back
100%,
in the 80s.
You know, in the 80s, we had Thatcher in power and we had Section 28 and strong moral family values were at the heart of that government. So they didn't want to deal with the gay problem, let alone with an AIDS problem. So, you know, we had our first case then at the very early 80s where we had our first kind of diagnosis of AIDS as the term AIDS, and we absolutely knew nothing. We didn't know how it was transmitted, we didn't know how it affected the body, we didn't have any treatments in place. All we knew was that we were seeing these predominantly men who were having sex with men just becoming severely unwell and not being able to live for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it basically kills your immune system. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but AIDS is basically, HIV doesn't kill you, it kills your immune system, and then the acquired bit is all the other infections that you catch, then basically kill you.
Yeah, so you can't catch AIDS. No one has ever caught AIDS. You can't catch AIDS. AIDS stands for acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So acquired means that it's something that has happened over time. So the virus that you would acquire would be HIV, which is the human immunodeficiency virus. And it is just a virus, but it's a very specific type of virus that only is able to thrive inside the human body. So it needs direct contact and very specific conditions for a transmission to be successful. So it's actually really, really tricky to acquire HIV, sorry, because there are only four bodily fluids that carry
and
the HIV virus.
And size-wise, compared to other viruses, it's huge, isn't it?
It's a big virus.
I know we can't see it with the human eye, but by sight, which is one of the things that makes it so difficult to catch.
Yeah, well, it's difficult in that way, but so the way the virus works is that it latches on to...
The end of the show, back in a sec. Shout out listeners awards for 2025, sponsored by YouGo, are now open. There's 22 awards over 5 categories, including performers, artists and writers, events, groups and organisations, places and people, and shout out's most prestigious awards of them all, the Gold Awards. For 2025, the number of Gold Awards has increased to 5, including Diversity Champion of the Year, Most Diverse Company, the Make It Happen Award, Inspirational Role Model of the Year, and our most prestigious of them all, Hero of the Year. The Shoutout Listeners Awards are your awards. To nominate someone for an award, visit our brand new website, awards.shoutoutradio.lgbt. Sorry, Alex, I've been very serious, like Pep and Prep, and then straight into the awards. But we're literally like seconds from the end. So if you're coming around to, you might want to bring your microphone with you, by the way.
My script's gone.
Your script's gone.
My script's gone. Anyway, there's lots of stuff for World AIDS Day. Just go onto the Brigstow website at brigstow.org or pop onto our socials on Instagram or Facebook. Go and have a look at Brigstow. We've got events happening on Sunday to market.
Yeah. And I can see they're already voting already.
Lush.
So nominations already coming in. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Get nominating.
Wow,
so.
That's superb.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it for this week. As we said, nominations are now open. Please check out the Shout Out Listeners Awards and let us know who your nominations are.
All the info you need, plus the form to nominate, is all on our special website, awards.shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Next week, a bit like Steph was to you, it's behind you.
Oh, no, it isn't.
From myself, from Terry, from Steph, from Arby, and from the lovely Alid. Thanks for today, mate.
Thank you.
Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.